The success of the ongoing Prospect 3 biennial is proof that visual artists in New Orleans are part of a vibrant and growing community. In recent years, local artists have been moving to online platforms to expand the reach of their work beyond New Orleans. WWNO's tech reporter, Janaea Williams, talked with a few of the creators of the online platform that showcase local artists and attempt to bridge the gap between the worlds of visual art and technology.
About a year ago, two New Orleans-based artists saw the need for a centralized place where creatives from all corners of the city could showcase their work. So they created WareYard, an online gallery with a curated selection of artwork, from painting and furniture to jewelry. Colin Ferguson is one of the founders.
What we originally built was kind of the idea of building this marketplace, and then it kind of emerged that all of these stories of artists, why they create, why New Orleans, all of their, you know, troubles and triumphs kind of all came into play. So it really became more of a story-centric platform that shows the portfolio of New Orleans artists and really displays art in a digital way that buyers and art lovers can really connect to.
Showcasing art on a digital platform was also the goal for another site for local artists created in 2011 called Pelican Bomb. Amanda Brinkman is the site's creative director. She says technology informs almost everything they do.
Our main interface is online. You can go and see everything that we do online, and it ranges from the arts publication to the online e-commerce platform. Our Critic in Residence program, which is launching this year, will be made available through our online component. So we have this really robust website that is actually pretty complicated, but we present it in a way that's really manageable, and you can go and you can kind of digest the information.
Figuring out how to present the information online wasn't easy. Both Pelican Bomb and WareYard had a steep learning curve trying to figure out how to create a space for visual art not showcased in a museum or gallery. Brinkman from Pelican Bomb says their website had to be built and rebuilt three times to find a balance between functionality and aesthetics. Colin Ferguson from WareYard says that to pull it off, they had to make a few friends in the local tech community.
There's a group in town that's called NOLA Meetup, and for about a year while we were concepting this idea, we literally went to NOLA Meetup. Launchpad has something called Hack Night on Tuesday nights. And we just went places where web developers hung out and talked to as many people as we possibly could. You know, the tech world is very much an area that there aren't a ton of artists, at least in New Orleans. And really what we wanted to do was to bridge that gap between art and technology.
Bridging the gap was a challenge, but Pelican Bomb and WareYard say that it's part of their mission to bring the two interests together. They both offer some sort of social media training for the artists on their site. That involves workshops on how to use Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to promote new work, how to use hashtags correctly, and how to know on which of these online channels they're more likely to find buyers. Ferguson says that judging from her experience with the art community, the help is sorely needed.
I think that a lot of artists are good at what they're good at, and what they're great at is creating and mastering their craft. But very often, especially artists, you know, who've been trained formally, they're never taught the business side of selling art. And with the way that the world is moving today onto tech platforms, it's very important to be able to bridge artists with these different platforms where they can show and sell their work.
And it's not just about selling work, but also about creating online communities where artists and art lovers can share ideas and discover new audiences and opportunities, all on the web. For potential art buyers, the message is that it can be easy to support your favorite artist or get an inexpensive piece of sculpture or jewelry or a favorite painting, all using the internet. For WWNO, I'm Janaea Williams.
Tech and innovation reporting on WWNO is supported by Bellwether Technology.